So I recently saw a post on Instagram that said, every now and then it's good to stop climbing and appreciate the view from right where you are. And I had to say that and I had to share that because that's exactly what I've been doing. I've been appreciating the view from where I am. And I have to tell you, the view is absolutely gorgeous. Let's get into it, y'all. This is Looking for My Fit.
Looking for my fit, yeah. Looking for my fit, looking for my fit, yeah. Looking for my fit, looking for my fit, yeah. Looking for my fit, looking for my fit, yeah.
Well, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Looking for My Fit podcast. My name is Jamika, and I am so happy to be back on the mic. It's been a minute, but for good reason. And I am excited to share what it is that I've had going on. So at the very beginning, I just read that. When I saw that post the other day, I was like, I have to save this and I have to share it because that's what I've been doing. I have been taking in the view right from where I am. And I have to tell you all, this is the most peaceful space I have ever been in. Seriously, I'm in this space that is very new to me, but I'm so grateful for it because, man, even looking back like a year ago, I have evolved so much that I'm not unrecognizable, because at my core, I'm still the same, but I've grown so much that I'm proud. I feel very proud of myself. So let's get into it. All right. So you listened to the last episode. That was episode number 76. I had my homegirl Lily on here, and we talked about being true to you. If you have not listened to that episode, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to it because so many gems were dropped. Such a great episode. And it's not just me speaking because this is my podcast. I received an overwhelming response to that episode. Phone calls, text messages, messages through Instagram, messages through Facebook. I was almost overwhelmed with the amount of feedback that we received. And every time I would get something that somebody sent, through a text or a message, I was screenshotting it and sending it to Lily because I'm like, this thing has really resonated with so many people. So again, if you haven't listened, go back and listen. Well, the big thing is during that episode, we were discussing how hard it has been for us to learn to let go and allow ourselves to rest because we feel like we have to be in this constant state of progression. Like I got duped, y'all. Like I gotta constantly, do something in order to have value, in order to have worth, and just realize that I have been contributing to my own burnout. Again, go back and listen to the full conversation because it's really good. Well, when we finished recording that episode, we continued to talk after I hit stop. And we were just discussing life in general, the transition of my life. So once again, if you're new here, going back and listen to a few of the episodes, because when I could show up, I was very transparent about the space that I was in and how the changes for my family affected me. So go back and listen to that. But if you listen to those episodes, the one constant thing that you're going to hear, and this is what Lee and I were talking about, is me talking about, well, I don't know what God is going to do next. And when he does this next thing and whatever he's preparing me for next, I kept thinking about the next, the next, the next. And I think I was waiting for like some big moment to happen where I'm like, this is the thing I should be doing. Oh, yeah. Like just that boom, this is it. I made it, guys. I really don't know what I was expecting, but I kept expecting the next thing. Now, that comes from the fact that all of my adult life, well, even as a teenager, you start making these plans. So I'm in high school and I know I want to go to college. And then I'm like, when I finish college, you know, I will get an internship while I'm in college. And then when I finish, I will get a job. And then even within the jobs, you're constantly moving to the next level. I always had something that I was working towards, a next level that I was trying to attain. And so with this season, for the first time ever, I didn't have a next thing. I'm like, I don't know what I want to achieve. I don't know what I'm working towards. It's like, so Lord, whenever you're ready and you want to tell me, I'll be here and I'll be waiting. Okay. So I'm just be sitting over here in this corner sipping my coffee. Well, yeah, I didn't finish that cup of coffee and about 1,000 more. I'm like, Lord, you know, you gonna tell me? Are you going to give me some direction? What am I supposed to be doing? Like, what's my next thing? And that was the thing that was really had me feeling stuck, because I was trying to figure out, like, well, what's next? And in my conversation with Lily, we came to the conclusion together that, like, girl, maybe now is your next. This is the next. And I needed to lean into it. And so, again, in my other episodes, I've talked about, you know, I'm very open about my relationship with God and how I've been studying the Bible. And I want to, you know, get to know God better for myself. Like, going to church is good, and I still do. But I think it's very important to read it and study it for yourself so that you really get an understanding and make sure that, you know, some of the things that people are sharing with you are not cherry picked and not taken out of context. So I really wanted to understand it. And as you begin to read it more, you begin to see God's character and how he moves, right? But you also end up, like, seeing yourself a little bit. So one thing, I won't give a full, now I told you, I'm new to this. I mean, I'm not new to God. I've been in church all my life, but as far as, like, really getting in the Bible, like, really studying it for myself, so that when they preach in church, I'm like, I know what you're talking about. I know that context. So the Israelites were delivered from Egypt, and they had been in slavery, okay? And they get delivered, and when they get delivered there, you know, when he pulls them out of Egypt and he's telling them he's going to take them to the promised land, everybody's excited. We out of here. No more, you know, being in slavery. Let's go. They get out to the woods. Things don't go the way they expect it to go. Things don't happen as fast as they expect it to happen. And so they quickly go from being very excited, unbelievably grateful, to being slightly ungrateful. And they start doing a lot of complaining. And, you know, every day when they would get up, God was providing them with new manna. So if you ever hear that, it's basically like type of bread, you know, again, go study for yourself. But they don't even have to look for food, because every day there it is. But even in that, they became familiar with it and they start complaining, like, I mean, thank you for the bread, Lord, but, like, can we get some meat? You know, truly, that is what they're doing. And so they start this complaining. And as I'm reading it, you know, from the outside looking in, I'm, like, frustrated with them. I'm like, y'all, you were enslaved and you've been set free, and now he is literally guiding you to where you need to go. You don't even have to pull out a map or try to figure it out. He's guiding you, you know, cloud by day, fire by night. He's guiding you. You're waking up in the morning. You don't have to go look for food. It's there, and you're complaining. But what I realize is it's very easy for me to feel that frustration, because I know how the story ends. Like, I know what ends up happening, right? And then I realize, like, so you kind of been like the Israelites. You were very grateful initially when the new season occurred and the changes were coming, and you were excited because, you know, I had in my mindset what things are going to look like when I shifted into this next season. I made up a whole story in my head of how everything was going to go. And then when it didn't go like that, I was like, Lord, I mean, I know I was excited, but what do you mean, well, what's next? And I had to check myself. And so in that conversation with Lee and I was like, I think now is my next. Now is the next. And I need to lean into that. And y'all, that is what I've been doing. Now, let me break this down for you. Lee and I recorded that episode on May the 11th. I didn't even put that episode out until July the 6th. And now, at the time of this recording, it is September the 8th. So you see, there were long stretches because I took that thing serious. When we got off that call, I was like, Lord, I apologize. I have been whining and moping and complaining because I don't know the next thing. And you already have me in it. There are new blessings around me every day. And I made a conscious effort to start taking inventory of my blessings. And I have so many. Let me tell you this. My camera on my phone, my photos are full. I have a whole album on my phone that's labeled God's Paintings, full of pictures, sunset, sunrise, just the sky in general with different clouds, because I am just in awe on a daily basis when it's not raining of how beautiful the sky is. And one day I was like, man, like the sky has really been showing out lately. Like, what is going on with the sky that has been looking like? When I look at the sky, sometimes it looks unreal. It looks like something in a video game or in a movie with special effects. And what I realized was that it wasn't that the sky had become more beautiful. It was that I just had never taken the time to even acknowledge it or appreciate it. I was always on the go. Hustle, bustle, grind it out. No time to even look up at the sky and appreciate the canvas that God was painting every day. I wasn't even taking that time. And now, every single day, I'm looking up. So even on rainy days, I appreciate the rainy days because I know when that sky clears up, that God's going to put on a show. And I get so excited to see what, you know, new canvas, because every day is new. The sky never looks the exact same, ever. And prior to now, I just hadn't taken the time to really appreciate it. So now I'm taking time to enjoy where I am right now. So a lot of times we look back and we talk about the good old days, when the truth of the matter is, when you were living in the good old days, you didn't even appreciate them being the good old days. You whining and complaining about something then. Now look, that might not be your story. You might be one of those people who's always been able to be present and be mindful. But for most, we were just in the moment, living, trying to get through it, trying to survive it. And now we look back and we look at those good things that we probably took for granted. And we say, those are the good old days. Well, guess what? I'm living in the good old days right now. I know I will look back and have so many things from this present time that I'm going to appreciate in the future. One of those things is the amount of time I'm now able to spend with my family. Being able to be with them and not be distracted and to be fully present is a gift that I can't thank God for enough. Having the energy to show up for them in a way that, you know, really supports them and they have me fully, a gift. You know, being able to go to work and enjoy being at work and give 100% while I'm at work, and when I walk out the door, leave work at work, that is a blessing. You know, to not be exhausted, to be rested. Though that is, listen, I'm living in the middle of answered prayers. And I really had to take the time to see that. I'm like, girl, you over here worrying God about what's the next thing? What's the next thing? Girl, you better sit still and be grateful and take in everything that God has given you right here and right now. You're in your next. This is the season that he intended for you to be in. And when it is time for you to do something else, he'll make it happen. You don't have to go out here and do it. You don't have to go out here and find it. You're going to slide into it and not even realize that you're there. So that is what I've been doing, y'all. Right after that episode, we took a trip and we went to Florida. Cam had got invited, that's my son, to this top 100 football I don't know what you call it, but it was a football event and it was over a weekend. And then we decided that when we went, the twins had been wanting to go, especially Peyton. So Cameron and Peyton, if you're new here, we have three kids. Jordan, who's the oldest, high school senior. Oh. And then we have twins, Cameron and Peyton. And they're 10, and they had never been to Disney. So we decided that when we went down to Florida, we weren't going to tell them, but we were going to surprise them and take them to Disney. And it was great because my brother-in-law, my two of my nieces, and my grandniece were able to come along with us. And being able to be fully, fully immersed into the vacation was everything. I was just sleep, you know, staying up late, sleeping in, no emails, no texts, no talk about anything outside of what we were going to eat and where we were going to, what we were going to do, where were we going to go. That was it. Like, just so present. And I think sometimes we just don't take the time to be mindful about that. So being able to do that and just be fully there was, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And we had the most amazing time. And I thank God that, you know, I could be fully present. There have been times when I've taken trips and my mind is on what's happening back at work or texting somebody about something about work. So it's like, you're not at work, but might as well be there because I'm still talking about it. I didn't have nothing to talk about. And it was just so good to be present, y'all. So now that school is back in, our schedules are wild. And I don't mind one bit. I'm so grateful for the flexibility and the ability to show up the way that I do without having to worry about a schedule conflict. I don't have to worry about that. To be able to pick my kids up from school every day, blessing. To be able to run around in the afternoon, dropping off at gymnastics, picking up from gymnastics, dropping off at football, picking up from football, going to volleyball games, being able to run around and make all of that stuff happen. Blessing. That's a blessing. You know, Carlos has a job that does require a lot of his attention, but he loves it. Blessing. And me being able to hold the fort down on the family side and keep up with schedules. You know, it's a lot of stuff that gets involved. There are schedules. There are uniforms, things that need to be ordered, things that need to be paid for, you know, looking into hotels if we have to travel for something that they're doing, and being able to do that without being stressed or being like, oh, someone, you know, like I need to be doing this at work, or I'm so tired from work and then I come home and I really just don't want to think about that. No, I get it done and I enjoy doing it. Y'all, blessing. And so that's what my time has been spent on, is being present and being grateful for all of the blessings that I already have around me. That's what I've been doing. So when I took that break, you know, again, I came back and posted. I posted the episode with Lily because it had been a minute and I know she was getting ready to go on to, you know, she had a lot of things lined up. So it made sense for me to put the podcast out so that she could share it with people who wanted to hear more about the book and the reasoning behind the book. So it paired up with the other events and appearances and things that she was doing. So I popped out, you know, real quick, threw the episode out, threw out some clips, which was great. And then I went back to being present. That was what I did. And that is what I have been doing. And I'm grateful that I leaned in. And here is something that's really wild. When I was going through the transition, y'all know I have sat on this podcast and cried so many times. There was no way during the time when I was crying that I thought that I would be in a space now where I would say, I'm grateful that I went through that. You could not have told me that. But now that I'm on the other side and I feel this level of peace and I've realized that my worth, my value is not tied to, you know, titles and, you know, what I do and how I pour into people. And don't get me wrong, pouring into people is good, but it was just like, just, you know, again, all my life throughout it being an adult, I always had like, oh, I do this and I do that and I do this and, you know, growing and moving up the ladder. And I really had a lot of value tied up in that. Child, that ain't where my value is. And I'm grateful to know that. And I'm grateful that even in the wild schedule that we have, that I'm still taking time to appreciate the sky. That I'm, you know, taking time to appreciate that at the end of the night, when we get home from a crazy schedule, I'm not running around here like a mad woman telling everybody, hurry up and get to bed, hurry up and get to bed, because I got to get up early. Y'all know, listen, it's me leaning in the way that I have has not only brought me peace, it has brought a different level of peace to my family. You know, so when I'm chill, we all chill. And I didn't realize until I got in this space, like, I was probably, you know, now I'm a fun mom. Don't get me wrong. But there have been times where I probably have completely jacked up the whole vibe because I've been like, look, hey, you know, my patience is short. I'm tired. I'm trying to help everybody do everything they need to do to get to bed so I can get to bed because I'm worried about how many hours of sleep I'm going to get and am I going to be exhausted and blah, blah, blah. And now, oh, it's not even that. And that just, how our nights end, how our days begin, it's just so much better. So, yeah, that's where I've been. I've been, you know, taking in moments with my kids. I really listen to them more. I mean, I listened to them before, but now we have these conversations where I'm completely and totally listening to them. I'm not distracted. I'm not on my phone. We're laughing. We're talking. They catch me up on their day. I feel like I know all the things going on in all their lives. And we just have a really good time. And we enjoy being together on a deeper level. And again, blessing. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So that's where your girl has been. I've been taking in the view. Sometimes, you know, we're so busy climbing, like that post said, that we just focus on looking up and getting up to the next level that we haven't even taken the time to just stop and look at how far we've come and how beautiful the scene is. The view is gorgeous if you take the time to stop and take it in. So I would like to encourage you, if you've been in that hustle, bustle, grind mode, and you don't have time to appreciate all of the things that are happening around you, that you will put forth a conscious effort to do that. It's been a game changer for me. And I hope in listening to this, it will, you know, inspire someone else to just slow down. Stop worrying about the next thing. This is the next, you know? So, yeah, that's where I've been. But I've been excited to get back on the mic because I enjoy talking. I enjoy sharing. I enjoy interacting. But I just wanted to make sure that when I came back, it was more about me wanting to come back than me feeling like I had to come back. That makes sense. Because, again, that whole, if I'm not doing anything, I'm not of any value. I'm like, nah, I'm valuable. And so, you know, I started the podcast from a place of love and just wanting to talk because that's what I like to do. And so I just wanted to make sure that when I started putting episodes out again, that it was just about the pure love and excitement of talking and sharing whatever it is that I have to share. So, yeah, we're back. So that's part of my focus is to, put out podcast episodes more consistently. I would love to say they're going to come out every week. I don't know. But at least, you know, every other week have an episode come out. But that's why it's important that you go ahead and click subscribe so that when the episodes do hit, that you'll be able to, you know, listen and you won't miss anything. But that's definitely something that I want to do moving forward. And again, not from a feeling of like I have to, but just because I want to. And I do feel like there are lots of things that I would love to share. And so I'll get more consistent in showing up and sharing, because I just feel like a lot of things that I go through, I'm not alone. And so if I can help somebody process or get through something, or even if I can just let them know, like, if I don't have a solution or anything to work, like, it's not just you, then I want to do that. But y'all, I'm happy to be back. Excited to hear from you all and talk to you all. And again, before I sign off, I just want to encourage you, take time to sit and enjoy the view. All right, y'all. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Listen, I can't have you all missing out on episodes. I appreciate you all being here, and I want you to stay here. So before you leave, go ahead, click that subscribe button so you'll be the first to know when the next episode drops. I'll see y'all then. Looking for my feet, looking for